Okay, so this is the economic systems, trade unions.
This is South Africa, so you also learn how to go on strike.
Yes.
Bernice Satekre is studying for an exam. She talks about her schoolwork with sparkly eyes and a cheeky smile.
No, honestly, Bernice, these people do talk about guys.
A guy is hot. Bernice and her friends escape their studies at a fast food joint in the South African capital, Pretoria. Picking at a hamburger and joking about boyfriends, Bernice appears to be a normal suburban teenage female. But she's not normal, and never will be.
So I take 2 tablets and a glass of water. And I choke a lot of times, yes, indeed.
Every night of her life, at precisely 9 o'clock, Bernice swallows the antiretroviral pills that keep her alive. The 15-year-old is infected with HIV. Her good humor disguises her disgust for the medicine. The tablets line her mouth with a bitter slime, making her nauseous. They give her hallucinations and make her faint.
I hate them, of course, but... What can I say? I have to take them.
She takes the ARVs at bedtime, trying to sleep through the side effects.
The next morning, I wake up and probably just walk around and wash my face and then look for something just to cool me down so I don't get too dizzy.
Bernice has been taking ARVs for more than a decade, since she was 4 years old. In 1994, her mother passed HIV on to her, probably at birth. But Bernice refuses to be bitter.
I don't blame my mom, I don't blame my dad, I don't blame anyone. You know, you just get the feel of it and it becomes part of you in a way. Then you have to live it and understand it.
Bernice carries both physical and mental scars of her illness. She remembers a classroom incident when she was about to write a math test.
I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to fail. So I'm writing and... The thought of me failing and the thought of me drinking the tablets making me dizzy just caused me to throw up on my exam paper.
Bernice is not typical of Africans infected with HIV. She doesn't live in a shack, but a comfortable middle-class home in a leafy suburb. Poverty and lack of education, often cited as key drivers of the epidemic, don't apply to her. Bernice says she's proof that anyone can get HIV. Children spill out of Bernice's school. Only a trusted few know the truth about why she's often absent. If everyone was to find out she was HIV positive, Bernice says she'd break down.
I'd want to leave the school, probably leave the country.
In South Africa, discrimination against those infected with the virus is rife. Bernice is afraid of being singled out by some mean children, afraid they'll call her dirty and be scared of her. Right now, though, Bernice is one of the most popular girls in school. This is evident when some of her schoolmates serenade her with a song from her favorite performer, Michael Jackson. Bernice's teachers know her secret, all except one.
I don't know if she knows, because she's been shouting at me a lot, so...
So the teachers who don't shout at you are the ones who know? And the teachers who shout at you are the ones who don't. Am I right?
Yes.
And HIV has not stopped Bernice from becoming a champion athlete.
It all started in grade 4 when my teacher just threw me in the pool. And then I just actually swam and I forced myself. And then from there, I just became a good swimmer.
She's aware her illness is life-threatening, but blocks the thought of death from her mind.
I don't really want to think of that, because if I do, then I know I'll be scared. I'll be freaked out. I won't even want to take my tablets. So I just don't think of that.
But Bernice thinks a lot about someday being a journalist or perhaps a psychologist. She jokes that psychologists make a lot of money.
Because I like talking to people and listening to what they want to say and, you know, stuff like that.
Sounds like you could be a journalist too if you like talking and questioning people.
Possibly.
But we don't get paid a lot. So you can't be a journalist and expect money, okay?
Okay. People dying.
Like many children all over the world today, Bernice Sateke is facing her HIV infection with bravery. But she's also hoping against hope that a cure is found soon for one of the greatest afflictions ever to strike humankind. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Pretoria.
Hey, you guys are great. Okay, a different song.
Working, start to make things right.